How would you like to make an impact in your community? How would you like to help someone that you know who's been a victim of some type of trauma? Well, maybe it's domestic violence or something a little bit more traumatic. Retired police officer and domestic violence expert Rebecca L. Mahan created a program that has been so successful that lives have dramatically changed and people have been able to overcome significant trauma. The book, Victims Overcoming Traumatic Events, is available on Amazon and is designed for patrol officers and those who respond first to domestic violence. That includes you. You might be responding to a friend or a family member that's had to, well, face a very challenging situation that has been very traumatic for them. Domestic violence or otherwise, the focus of the book really gives details that can be applied to any type of calls for service. And those who are patrol officers, nurses, and family or friends can really utilize the tools and resources that are provided inside to make a difference. There's even a chapter how you can change unhealthy things going on in your life to make them healthy and move forward. Take a few minutes to head over on Amazon.com, Victims Overcoming Traumatic Events by Rebecca L. Mahan.
Today's guest is one that you're going to want to pay really close attention to. This woman is dynamic. In fact, she has a dual major in management and information systems, AAS in paralegal studies, a master's degree in HR management. She has taught in the legal field. She has taught expositions, trade shows, training insurance agents to sell insurance to seniors, along with being promoted to the director of HR. And she segued into the railroad industry and ended up back in human resources via the automobile industry. Well, if you think that that's enough, oh no, you can't stop this woman. For the last 35 years, she has also been an umpire and referee in three different sports. And she has recently joined the USA volleyball referee team and has earned her stripes to be seen by the Olympic Referee Committee. Super exciting. She is also, this is something where you really need to pay attention to, because she is also the survivor of severe childhood trauma, many of them actually. And this has allowed her to show others that we don't have to be a product of our circumstances. And she has taken every opportunity along the journey of her life to move the pain that she has endured into helping others and bringing light and love into their world. She is the author of From Whence I Came. And I've got to get the bottom of this. Hopefully you can see this from here. Yes. Better, Not Bitter. With us today, we have Royce Martin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Honored to be here. Gratitude extends beyond the sun, and I am just delighted to be here with you today.
I am so excited that you are here with me, because you are absolutely dynamic. I have had the opportunity to see you firsthand live on stage, being able to share some things that your story has brought to your life, to your book, to the stage, and to touch the lives of everybody that you deal with every single day, whether it's through passing or through purpose. And either way, there is intention behind every single thing that you do. You have a gift, and I'm so delighted that you're here to share some pillars with people that they can use to make their life better. Tell me about your first pillar.
So my first pillar came to be based on being able to focus on being better. In my story, I share things that were out of my control. I share having to navigate at the age of 5 to figure it out, to protect myself. And along the journey, I kept running into obstacles. There were more challenges and more challenges. Just when you think it might get better, it continued to get worse. And along the way, first of all, I serve a higher spirit that kept me. The world gets to people, it gets inside you. And by all rights, I shouldn't be here today. And by the grace, I've been able to focus on being better based on the challenges that I've had, based on the struggles, based on having my life taken from me, and someone clearly seeing in me what I could never see in myself because of all of the adversities. This individual said, you have two choices. You can continue in this world in the state of devastation, in the state of aggravation, in the state of frustration, in the state of hurt, or you can figure all of that out. Mm-hmm. Forgive, and you can move forward and be a light to others. So that's pillar number one, focusing on being better. So many people have it worse than we have it. And I stand here today surviving many of those things.
You have survived many things. And one of the things that I'm going to kind of bring up since we're at this pillar right now is something that I think many people can identify with. And this is really important, and it really chimes in with what you just said, because you say, I don't remember all of the details. What I can tell you was my life was so miserable. And how many of us can identify with this? That I would keep testing my limits over and over again. I think that this is really profound because you learned this early on. And in everything that you share, it says so much about what you were just talking about.
It was a struggle to find my way. When I was doing it right, it wasn't right. When I was doing it wrong, it wasn't right. And so I grasped at every straw, whether it be through people, whether it be through the inability to, oh my goodness, move forward. In essence, I was stuck and yet pushing through this whirlwind of travesty. And disguising it all in the degrees, in the ability to be a great athlete. I disguised it all because I didn't know better.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. We look for things to find fulfillment. And some of us work through in sales, it's called WIFM, what's in it for me? And yes, we try to find things that are filling to us. And sometimes they are. They really are very rewarding things. But there's a reason that we seek those things specific to us out. And there's nothing that is wrong with it. We're wired the way we are for a purpose. It's how we react to it and go from, I got to get this up here.
Yes.
Better, being better and not bitter about this. And the miserable, I mean, that word in itself, so many people can embrace that and go, I have been miserable. And you're talking about it. All right, let's go to pillar number two.
Pillar number two would be, when I wrote my story, I wanted to capitalize on not one, not two, not three, but several different audiences. And here's why. Many people can relate to what I've been through. They also can relate to the struggle of staying there. And so that starts with people in ecumenical services, the church. It starts with educational. It also starts with having parentals that struggled through their marriage, through their togetherness, and to individuals who still struggle with lifestyles. I tell you, it's such a strong passion for me to reach women, children, even young boys, educators, leaders, sports figures, you name it, Rebecca, it's out there in my story, because someone along the way, it will help touch, it will help guide, and prayerfully, it will help lead them to making better decisions, to loving the way we think we should be loved, to treating people with the utmost respect, even when we didn't get it.
I really like that you're saying that. And I hope that someone who has read your book will go back and align some of these things with what's in your chapters, specifically, which I'm going to bring up, because this answers a question from one of your chapters.
I'm ready.
Really cool. Yes, it says, what in God's name did I do to deserve this? But here's the profound part. You're at 7 years old asking yourself, what did I do to deserve this? And I think many of us have been there.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be seven, but it could have been 17. But we've been there going, what did I do? But here at 7 years old, this is where this told me that you were on a journey to help other people, because you're saying, through your pain, what lessons am I learning?
Mm-hmm.
What in God's name did I do to deserve this? What lessons am I learning? And you said, this set a huge precedent for the way I perceived relationships to be. Exactly what you're just talking about. So no matter what avenue in life we're in, whether we're in younger age, older age, whether we're in this position where we're not sure we're at, and as far as like you were talking about relationships, that really questioned, but you just answered.
Yes.
So I think that what we're talking about is going to work really well with someone who's reading and can start understanding some things, especially if their learning style has a component that may be a little bit higher on the end of auditory learning. And so the two in conjunction are going to be able to sort of merge some of these things, and people are going to be able to identify with this. Royce, this is just so neat. And what's really neat is how young you were, and you're just marking your journey into helping people heal while you're healing yourself. And I think oftentimes that's what happens. As we're healing, we're also healing others, because they're at a different stage in the journey. Maybe the one that we just went through, or one that we went a while ago, and now we're working our way towards another. So I do think you have something else to share too.
Well, I also believe this too. I remember at a young age raising my hand for help, and it was denied, it was shut down, it was shunned. And so by the grace, I had to figure out a way to push through that, because these were the cards that I was dealt. And along that way though, Rebecca, I still laughed out loud. I still wanted to succeed. I still wanted better for myself. And how do you formulate that at the age of five on up? You know that there's got to be something greater. And I credit a higher power that guided me through that thing, which is how my third pillar came to be. We did a lot of things on purpose. I did some not so great things to get attention, because I didn't have it. Okay. I cut some corners, okay? But when I realized that I was doing that on purpose, I had to reshift my focus to living life on and with.
Ooh.
P-U-R-P-O-S-E. And it's an acronym of great strength. It is an acronym that exudes wanting to not have people go through what I went through. It's an acronym that helps you in your business. It helps you in the way you deal with people, and it helps you ground yourself. It helps you realize that, ooh, this world is amazing when we can get past the travesties that caused us to potentially stay stuck.
I think that you are right on the money with that. And one of the things that you've said that really, I think we should all, no matter where we're at and how much work we've done on ourselves, and maybe if we have yet to start, is taking a look at our accountability for the things that we have done on purpose that were unhealthy behaviors and why we did them. What caused me to do that? And the things that I've seen, it's usually from fear, and it could be fear of abandonment. It could be a fear of so many different things, but that's really not the topic that we're at right now. It's on your pillar of being able to identify, okay, why am I doing that? And how can I change that purpose of why I did it that was unhealthy into a purpose of shooting forward? And in one of your other chapters, you were talking about you have to go through to get through. And this is what you're talking about in essence here in this pillar, because you said the essence of my childhood memories, going through to get through. And it's a strange thing, the mind, so complex and so unforgiving. And I think that there's more, and you can talk about too, if you like. I know we have a little bit of extra time too, that you can share about how you have been able to come to forgiveness.
Ooh, well, I like to start by saying the very person who couldn't protect me now is in a state of dementia. And
okay, so you just surprised me.
Yeah. The very same person, and I think I spoke about it when we met, my mother, who has dementia. And when the diagnosis was discovered, she reached to me and said, "You're the only one that can protect me." And it's humbling, Rebecca, because she couldn't protect me. And so I've been given an assignment, and that's where the forgiveness has continued to build in my life. I went through some major travesty to get where I am today. And you'll read about it.
Mm-hmm.
To still be able to stand in service, to stand in humility, and to give this individual who I love very dearly, didn't necessarily have those essences of liking one another because we didn't know each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To be able to provide safety, security, stability for that individual who did not provide that for me. And forgiveness is where I stand today in being able to continue to live my life on and with purpose.
I really love that. One of the things, Royce, I think people kind of feel a little bit concerned with when they talk about forgiveness, they say, well, that's not for the other person. Do you agree that, or do you have a different viewpoint that forgiveness really is about healing for yourself so you can get through the challenges that you are faced and moved into a healthy state from an unhealthy state? Or do you feel like there's just sometimes we have to look at other people and where they maybe are equipped or lack thereof, and we have to be forgiving and knowing that those people have challenges that they face, whether or not they've done us wrong? That's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of am at a middle point. I do have to forgive because I need to heal, but I also have gotten to a place where I'm starting to see that other people were equipped differently in how they were wired compared to me. And it's not a comparison in being better or not. It's just about us being different and having unique traits about us and the challenges that we face.
Well, I truly believe that people do the best that they can do. They are doing and living the best way they know how. And as I've learned through this process with my mother, some of the cards against her were stacked very high. And trying to instill in your children, you have it better than I have. I'm giving you everything that I know how. And that's where I realized, Rebecca, I had to meet her where her best was.
Okay, that is really profound to think about that, because I don't think oftentimes we do that for anybody, including for ourselves.
Correct.
This is where I'm at right now and thinking about that.
We are dealt the cards that were dealt. And to get to that state of forgiveness, I had to realize, and I'll say it again because it's so important, that she did the best that she could. In my youth, I know it could have been better. As I've become an adult and been through the abyss of hell, I realize she did the best she could. And it's up to me to accept that, take accountability for my part in not seeing that, and now realizing that's where the bigger picture of forgiveness comes in.
I kind of want to really let that sink in with those who are watching, because there is so much power in every single thing that you've said, but this pillar, I think, is probably going to be one of the legs of something that could be life-changing for people. And every one of them is, but really getting to a point of understanding about that. And just, I cannot articulate it the way that you just said. I mean, that was just so eloquently put and yet so powerful in the heart. And I really want that to resonate with the audience. So I'm going to ask that everyone who's viewing has an opportunity to connect with you, whether it's through your book, whether they have an opportunity to see you on stage, whether it's to work with you. What is the best way for our audience to be able to become part of your world, or let your world influence theirs?
Absolutely. I would ask and implore individuals to get a hold of me through my website. And it is www.msroycemartin.com. I am available for speaking events. My video platform is out there. The things that I am doing and what I've been a part of is out there on my website. It gives the history, but it also gives you an opportunity to purchase my works. And for those of you who haven't seen it, Rebecca is wearing her Surrounded by Strength and Spirit bracelet from Whence I Came, Better Not Bitter. And you are able to wear one of those as well and be a part of the Living Life On and With PURPOSE movement as we continue to heal and grow and focus on being better and not bitter.
I love that. Thank you for being so powerful and so succinct in what we talked about today, and for sharing your time with not only me, but everyone who's watching. We appreciate you. I appreciate you. And I can't wait to have you back to talk with you more about so many different things.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. It's been an honor. And I am grateful that our paths will continue to cross in many different walks of life so that we can inspire, enlighten, and encourage individuals to go through, to get through. And when they're there, look back and say, from whence I came, right now, I am better and not bitter.
I love that. I love that. Thank you. And right now,
you
too are better and not bitter. You're going to go through this. And we are here to support you with anything that might be a struggle for you or keeping you stuck. Royce is here. I am here. We want you to be able to embrace these things. And hopefully you'll get a chance to see this again and again. And if it's not sometimes got in the first couple of minutes, go back. Because I can tell you, sometimes I'll just reread things now and then in a month from now and then a year from now and go back. And I'm picking up so many things that maybe I didn't catch the first time, or maybe they just weren't applicable at that time. And I've gotten a new challenge to kind of go over that hurdle. I want to thank all of you for taking your time today to spend with us and be able to get three pillars that can be life-changing for you, someone you know, your friends, your family, or even somebody you don't. Oh,